Chapter 1. The First Presidential Pooches. The first president known to have brought a dog to Washington, D.C. with him was James Monroe. The dog was a spaniel. Feature Box. Washington and his hunting dogs. George Washington was a general and a farmer before he became the president. During his life, Washington owned more than 30 hunting dogs. Some of their names were Sweet Lips, Venus, Music, Tasty, and Tipsy. Caption: Lara was larger than the average male Newfoundland. Most weigh between 130 and 150 pounds, 59 and 68 kilograms. In 1844, President John Tyler bought an Italian greyhound puppy for his wife. Mrs. Tyler's dog had some obedience problems. It chewed up some of the presidential furniture. The first lady didn't want the government to pay for the repairs. She paid to have the furniture fixed. The first truly famous dog at the White House was Lara. This Newfoundland belonged to James Buchanan. At 170 pounds, 77 kilograms, Lara was possibly the heaviest presidential dog ever. He was fiercely loyal to the president. Lara was also famous for an unusual habit. He could lie for hours without moving, with one eye open and one eye closed.